Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast focusing mainly the National League South. And we're both Talk United fans, so we talk about Talk United quite a lot. We use that as a touchstone to talk about all the other teams.
Yes.
It is me, Charlie Baker, but you may know as Tim Reynolds from six episodes of EastEnders, and also played the crab in pantomime in Stoke-on-Trent in 2002. Fat one in Doctor Who. Oh, and also true. Joan Cardigan, who is the erstwhile producer of the award-winning and factually and funnily brilliant Talk Sport show, Hawksby and Jacobs.
And once played the General Gnome in the middle school production, Gnomes and Gardens.
Middle school?
Yes, yeah.
Gnomes and Gardens?
Yeah.
Was this a self-written thing, John?
No, it wasn't. It was a school play that they brought in from Australia.
Oh,
and it was truly terrible.
What was it about, Gnomes and Gardens?
It was a sort of a satire on the gnomes kind of fighting back against the humans. It wasn't very good, but I was chosen as the title role. Yes.
John, I would love. Do you know what I'd like? Christmas is coming, and do you know what I think the Nat Obs Pod people would like?
The Nat Obstivity?
No. I'm not sure they want that, but I think they're going to get
that. They're going to get it anyway.
Picture of you with a little fishing rod, some wellies, and a red hat. As though you're in Gnomes and Gardens.
Oh, okay, right. I was going to say, I don't know if any evidence still exists, but you asked me to mock one up.
My neighbour has a Leeds United gnome.
Oh, gnomes as a rule.
No?
Gnomes under the hammer.
Would you not go... Gnomes under the hammer. Would you not go a Talk United gnome,
no,
John?
No, they're creepy. What if we started doing
National Obsession gnomes and it was just like me and you in clay and on some ice?
I think I know a man. Definitely know
on
a
the
man.
Ice. I'd love to go pottering.
Fof six, I think.
Any Fof update, John, before we get going on Fof four?
Oh, no. The mystery of Fof 4 still continues.
The mystery of Fof 4.
Maybe we can make it. I like the new Southampton manager. You see his name?
What's his name? Hattie Hulers?
Ralph Hassenhurtle.
Hassenhurtle.
Which sounds like someone's tried to come up with a fake name and panicked. What's your name? Ralph Hassenhurtle. What? Ralph Hassenhurtle.
Yeah. I like him.
Maybe it could be Fof 4.
What league is he in? I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't know what league
Southampton
is.
Not really too certain, to be honest.
National League, John. National League South. Our team are top of it. Let's just say that again. Our team are top.
Top.
Here's what's coming up in the show. Yeah, so coming up in the show, podcast. I'm assuming we've got a roundup of all the...
We have, and there's lots to talk about. National League South, FA Cup, National League North.
We'll say the words Chorley and... The National League North.
And move swiftly on, as is only right.
And we will also be focusing on a team.
We will.
We don't know what it is till it turns up. It was Slough Town last week. Who knows who it'll be this week?
Yep.
I'm hoping we've got some letters. Who knows? We'll find out.
I'd like to keep the suspense going.
It might be a Ray. You never know. It might be a Ray week. You never know, do you? And, I've got a talkie corner, of course, yes, where we'll bang on about talkie even more. Not a lot of press. Oh, the Grand Nationale is popping in.
I've heard he's popping back.
He's popping back because he's 100% right so far, John.
Yeah, just about. The Chelmsford thing's still up in the air, but let's see.
That one, is the end of the season, isn't it? John, let's have a news roundup of the National League and FA Cup.
Shall we start with the FA Cup? Seeing as that's sort of quite exciting and different. Well, I mean, first, let's go back to Friday night. And again, I think I saw the first half of it. It was Solihull Moors 0, Blackpool 0.
Yes.
What the hell is going on at Solihull
Moors? What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? Because they won last night as well, didn't they?
They did.
Unbelievable.
What's this? For Tim Flowers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Bring me
flowers. But yes, they do.
Leave it on, it's lovely. You don't rap me love songs. Try to talk to me anymore. Hardly talk to me anymore. Pretty good, wasn't I? It was good, John.
It's great.
You hardly talk to me anymore. Anyway, Tim
Flowers. Yes. 0-0, Solihull, so they go back for a replay at Blackpool. The interesting thing I noted about that game, it was on the BBC on Friday night, Blackpool had a player called Nottingham who was from Birmingham.
I like that.
It was good.
That was nice, wasn't it?
It was quite a confusing situation, really.
Who was in goal for Solihull Moors? Because A was very good. And he had a good name. Boot, that was his good name. Yes, Das Boot. I thought he'd be really good if his name was Daz. He was
Darren Boot.
Darren Boot. Das Boot.
Yeah.
I knew there was something I was going to make a joke about, and that was it. That's this week's joke.
It's often diving. Like a submarine.
Yes, yeah, down in the box. We've done it. We did it with Daz Boot. We don't need too much.
We've
gilded the lily there, John.
Yes. Solihull go back for a replay at Blackpool. Good result for them. 0-0. They were quite good from the bits
I saw. Tim Flowers' glasses. Discuss.
He doesn't look like Tim Flowers anymore. That's what confused me.
He doesn't, does he?
I thought, that must be the Blackpool manager. Because he doesn't look like Tim Flowers.
He looks like the wood shop manager at B&Q.
Yeah, he does really. Also, in the FA Cup, let's just go through the non-league performances. Halifax 1, AFC Wimbledon 3. Halifax did pull one goal back when the Wimbledon striker James Hansen headed into his own net.
Great choice. Great record, isn't it?
I love this song. They were in this building about 6 months ago.
Hansen were?
Yeah. And I watched them play that in an acoustic set.
Oh, did they like slow it down and make it?
No, not really. They did quite well. I mean, they've never done anything else of note, but they were pretty good.
Mbop sounds like one of the players that Gary Owers would have signed early season for us.
Well, you know, we got Mbop from FC Cali. He's done well in the French second league, but you know, we're giving them a go.
Wonder where Guy Gananabu is at the moment. We need to find that out.
Where is he?
We'll find out during this show.
It was Maidstone 0, Oldham 2, Wrexham 0, Newport 0. So a replay there. And a game where Sam Ricketts, the Wrexham manager, was told to stay away. Don't come near. Do not come near this game.
I wish they'd said that to me when I went to Wrexham last season and we lost 4-0.
Which I said it to Gary Owers, quite frankly. But yes, because he was in discussions and has now got the Shrewsbury job, having only taken over at the start of the season.
Yeah.
And he's now left them after just a few months of them riding quite high for a risky job in League One.
As we always pretty, I know, but League One, John. It's a big step up, isn't it? It's a big step up.
That's his first management job, Wrexham, as well.
Is it just because he's local?
I think so.
This seems to be like a very Torquay move. We've gone for someone because they're local.
Get them in. They only live in Crediton.
We won't have to pay much for their travel.
Yeah. It was also Barnet 1, Stockport 0. Stockport had Sam Miniham playing for him. You're just a small piece of pork meat. Sam Miniham.
Do you know what would be lovely with Miniham?
Small bit of
a baby bell.
Ian Baby Bell.
Just a little. Plays in the midfield with Baby Bell.
It was Chesterfield 0, Grimsby 2. So, yet more misery for Chesterfield in that respect. It was Slough 0, Gillingham 1. Slough really actually ran them all away by the sounds of things. Were hit by a late sucker punch. Swindon 0, Woking 1. Was the real sort of success story
yes,
from a
that
National
been,
League.
That
point
should
of view.
Have been us.
But Jake Hyde scored the winner for Woking, obviously set up by his partner Steve Jekyll for the assist.
Is there anyone called Jekyll? No.
I'll have a look.
Jekyll.
Tranmere 1. Oh, sorry.
Oh. You're right, John.
Tranmere 1.
Tranmere 1.
It was Tranmere 1, Southport 1. Southport, the classic BBC story, Southport starting 11, featured an HGV driver, a teacher, and a professional dog walker.
They love that stuff.
They love all that. Another news, I've got the sort of news ticker running across my little screen here. Oh. I just saw the news flash up that says...
The National League South update.
Yeah, it says...
Constant update.
Russia will build missiles if US leaves treaty, Putin warns. But on first glance, I read it as Pulis warns.
Yes.
Tony Pulis.
That would be a Pulis tactic.
Stoke fans will probably back up. It was like watching someone firing missiles.
That's all he does. You go up front, get as big a bigger bloke up front as we can, and lob missiles into him.
Final FA Cup game involving non-league teams. Guiseley 1, Fleetwood 2. A spirited effort by Guiseley. They pulled a goal back after getting 2-0 down through Alex Perver. Obviously, he came out from behind the bushes to score that one.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Alex Perver, is that his name?
Yeah. A bit unfortunate, isn't it?
Place for
Should we rattle through just a... Oh, God.
You can put that in, John.
I'll edit
that
That's
out. All right.
Got to edit that
That's
out.
All right.
A bit Definitely of National League news we can just rattle through. Mm. Filed 2, Sutton 2. This was all on Saturday. Kieran Cadogan scored the equaliser.
Yes,
my brother Kieran.
I saw that, Kieran.
Good old Kieran.
Kieran needs a... We need a song. There must be a Cadogan song.
I don't know. There is. But the Cardigans.
Right, there we go.
It was also Aldershot 0, Ebbsfleet 2. Ebbsfleet extending their unbeaten run to 7 games. It was almost 3-0 when Danny Kedwell's cross was deflected onto the bar by Aldershot's Marvin McCoy. He has actually got a doppelganger as Marvin and a few lookalikes, but that was the real one.
That's
I
the
believe.
Real one.
Yeah, that was the correct.
There was a phrase that we could use there.
Hartlepool 1, Dagenham 2. Dagenham scored 2 goals in stoppage time, 90th minute plus. To overturn a 1-0
Is it me? Are they on fire? They're on fire, John.
They're doing
all
right, on fire. fire. One
you
of their goals.
Said that since
no.
episode 4 of
God
the second
knows.
Season.
But yes, season. One of their goals was scored by Ben Goodlife.
Oh, the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal.
Good old
Lovely.
Tony Bennett.
Good old Tony.
A little bit of National League North news. Would you like some?
Always.
One game to pick out in particular, Brackley 1, Altrincham 2. Namely because the scorer for Altrincham was Simon Richman.
If I were a rich man,
I knew where you were going, John, with it. I think we all knew where you were going with it.
Fans of Fiddler on the Roof.
Which is on at the moment at the Menier Chocolate Factory. Support Fringe Theatre and the Arts. Hey, wouldn't have to work hard. Is that racist, John?
It's very Jewish.
Is it anti-Semitic?
Very ethnic.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was a little bit. Okay. Down in the National League South on Saturday, Oxford won at Billericay, which
yes!
is great news for us.
That was great.
Brilliant. Well done, Oxford
Bobson
City.
Bobson Balling doing us a favour.
Welling won. Eastbourne won at Wealdstone, and we won at Dulwich, of course. And then on Tuesday night, we beat Dartford, and I think there's another game. Concord beat Hampton and Richmond 4-0.
Concord are flying as well.
Fire.
Concord, they are flying. And this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. I don't know what a little click was. It's good, wasn't it? I did it with my mouth.
Ow. I just tried to click, forgetting I'd sliced my finger.
John sliced
open.
His finger. Before we carry on, just finger update, John, because I've sliced my fingers. You tell me your injury and I'll tell you mine.
Okay. Well, I was getting my razor out of my bag.
Oh.
And I stupidly just put my razor into my bag loose.
Yeah.
Rather than put some sort of...
This now sounds like we're one of those sponsored podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're
it
not.
It wasn't the Harry's razor, by the way.
No one's giving us any money to say anything about razors. No,
they're rubbish anyway.
You need a little cover then for your razor, John.
I do, and I just put my hand into my bag and thought, oh dear. Oh. And then, half my finger was...
Sliced your
was,
finger open.
...was hanging off.
I was on the train and I bought a train beer. Just one of the nicest of beers, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you bought a little train...
I feel like you've earned a train
little
beer,
train lager. But I bought it from a shop and it wasn't a can, it was a bottle. I had no bottle opener, John.
So I had to pull it.
So I sat there and going, oh, God. Googled how to open a bottle of beer with a key. Had a go at it.
Yeah.
Cut my fingers.
Didn't, how badly?
Didn't get the beer open. So I sat there with bleeding fingers and no beer.
Yeah.
Bit of a shame. Anyway, it's time to focus on...
St Albans City.
Oh. Are they even real? St Albans City.
That's pretty much the feeling.
We've beaten them, John. We've played them, haven't we?
Yeah, beat them 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. That was the one I said we'd win 4-1.
Yep.
In fact, they've won me money.
Yeah. Nickname the Saints.
Boo.
Very unimaginative,
that
dull
is rubbish,
nickname.
Isn't it? That is rubbish. We're gonna have to, like the hurdlers.
Come up with something else.
We're gonna have to come up with something else for them.
How about the Romans?
Well, let's have a listen to their history, John.
I know, Bath, isn't it?
So St Albans City. Let's have their history, and we'll come up with a new nickname for them.
Founded in 1908, play their home. Is that just about old enough? No, you'd be 18 something,
new
really,
club,
isn't
John,
it?
Yeah. New club.
Plays home matches at Clarence Park. About 800 yards from the city centre. Not that that's at all useful or interesting information whatsoever. At that point, the history now skips to 2006.
So what's happened?
I don't know. There was a lost 100 years in there somewhere.
On their Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
Oh,
in 2006, they beat Histon in the 2005-2006 Conference South Playoff Final. So they got themselves up to the Conference National, which
proper,
I didn't realise they'd actually
conference.
Got some the proper conference goals.
The big
from,
league.
Goals from Lee Clark and Paul Hackham. Must be a tough tough tackle of Paul Hackham. Meant that they got promoted to the conference for the first time.
He's now got a job as a journalist for the daily, any of the papers, really.
They meant that they were promoted to the conference for the first time. They finished bottom that year, went straight back down. Had a bit of a slide and went all the way back down to the Southern Premier, but then got themselves back to the Conference South in 2015 under new owner Lawrence Levy. Thankfully, the Levy wasn't dry.
No, he went to the Levy. When you say Conference Premier, that's either stick, isn't it?
Southern Premier, yeah. I don't totally understand the levels below the South
the
and North,
stick,
but I think so. And then they've been in a Conference South ever since. Their current manager is Ian Allanson, former Arsenal striker of fairly
don't
little
repute. Doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not interested in them.
No.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask a few key players
yeah.
who they've got in their squad?
Yeah.
Antonio German. Obviously, don't mention the war to him, etc., etc.
Well, I think we can move on from the war now.
Yeah?
I think so.
I think we should
move on from the war.
I find it quite interesting.
Okay.
Also plays for them, Ben Hurd.
Obviously Ben
always, Hur? Always, yeah, not Ben Hur. Didn't even realise that.
4-hour games. Comes on a chariot. The chariots.
Could be it because they're a Roman settlement, isn't
the
it?
The chariots.
Alban. I went
have they
to...
ever been on fire? The chariots, John.
I went to, there's a Roman villa called Verulanium, I think, in St. Albans.
Okay.
I remember going on a school
okay.
trip there.
The chariots is in there, John.
It's a big Roman settlement, anyway.
Verulanium sounds like, have you ever watched a late night jewellery sale?
Gems and Rocks
Gems
on that
and rocks.
Channel, yeah.
We've only got four of the Veruleniums left. Diamondique sold out.
We've got a price drop.
Yeah, go on, we watch good things. Go on.
Do we want some famous people from St Albans?
Always.
Who might well be St Albans City
Always.
Fans, but probably aren't. Pope Adrian IV.
Ooh.
Was schooled in St Albans in the 1100s.
The Popes?
Yeah, the Popes. The Vaticans.
The what's the car that the Pope rides around in?
The Popemobile.
The Popemobile.
The Popemobiles.
No. I think we're better with the chariot so far. Carry
Bishops.
On.
Yeah. Donovan. A Scottish singer.
Oh, lived, a sort of folk singer.
Yeah, lived in St Albans during the 60s.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking was schooled in St Albans.
Schooled. Taken to school. Who by? Like Professor Brian Cox.
And I think my favourite, and one of my favourite people on earth, John Motson.
Oh.
Used to live in St Albans. John Motson, you have to say.
The Motties.
Used to live in St Albans.
The Motties. I wonder if he likes St Albans City. I thought he was a Barnet fan.
But he's... He always professed to be a Barnet fan. Then he said, actually, I was really a Chelsea fan all along. He said it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I love John Motson, though.
Well, there we are, so...
As it turns out, St Albans, pretty dull.
Do you know what, John? I couldn't give a shit about them.
No. That doesn't really do it for me, to be honest.
I think we'll always beat them. It's one of those teams. Don't care about them. Don't care if they stay up. Don't care if they go down. But... Nah.
I think that's
the chariot.
The St. Albans
that was
noise.
Focus on St. Albans City.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, John, I need a wee. Sorry about that. I've been drinking my peppermint tea all the way through.
All
did
right.
Do you drink peppermint tea? I don't know. It's very good for your digestion.
Okay. I don't have any problems.
It does make you need a wee, though. So I'm going to go for a wee now. So if you can cope with the next guest, that would be marvellous.
Okay. Whoever it is, I'm sure I can deal with it.
Yes, it's nice to be. Hello, John. How are you?
It's great to see you again, Grand
National. Yes, I bought my own music. My friends here, they play the pan pipes. They come around with me everywhere. That is my friend, the bird, tweeting there.
We called you and you came.
I call. Here we are. You call me and I come. I told you, John. You call me, I come. There we are. Pick a card. Missed it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm
quite
with it.
Pick a card. No, you missed it.
Hang on. What,
John,
what is
do not waste my time.
Okay.
Do not waste my time. I am a very busy man around Christmas.
Oh, really?
Very busy man. A lot of football fixtures. And also, very popular in pantomime.
Parties.
Okay, and parties. Who wants to know? So, John, for people who are doubting me, have I got any of my predictions right so far? How many of them are right?
Well, Gary has to be gone by Christmas. You got that right?
Got that right.
Chelsea to win the league.
Can we have, where's my noise? Ting. Yes.
Chelmsford to win the league.
The league is not over yet.
They're up to eighth.
Up to eighth, John. Did I say win the league or get promoted?
Win the league.
Are you sure, John?
Yes, 100%.
Well, we shall find out.
Can't get out of it.
Pick
that
a card.
Missed
it. Okay, go on.
Your latest one was Torquay will get
Torquay
the FA
Woking.
Cup by Woking.
Now, Gary Johnson has been on a good run, John, hasn't he?
Yes.
And he's only lost one match.
Yes.
And what was the match that he lost?
The FA Cup game against Woking.
The one that the Grand National predicted. Oh, do not doubt me, mother stickers. Okay. Okay, John, it's nice to be here. You called me and I came.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
Well, we've got a few things. As you're on such a roll with your predictions,
yes,
we thought we'd better ask you. Let's start with the football. Torquay United.
Torquay
this
United,
Saturday,
the greatest team.
It's Welling.
A Welling, Welling, Welling. Oh! Torquay United v Welling this Saturday. Could you please say stop, John?
Stop.
Okay, it is the six of diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Which means there will be six goals in the game. I'm going to say 4-2,
yes.
John. 4-2 to Torquay United.
I like it. Shall we lump
on? And I think Alex Bass will be in goal, despite McDonald being a very good keeper.
You know your stuff, don't you?
And Asa Hall will be back in the side and score from a corner. John, little cheeky one, not football based.
Yes.
Say stop.
Stop.
There it is. It is the 10 of spades.
Yes.
Which means Harry Redknapp will win I'm a Celebrity.
Ooh, does it?
Get me out of here.
Whoa.
There it is. The Grand National has spoken. Can you do an Harry Redknapp voice, John? I've heard you can do one.
Yeah, I can. You want me to do it on the spot?
Yes, on the spot.
Crouchy. It's all right.
It's a very good job.
It's all right.
I predict huge future the impressions game. Okay, that is it from the Gran Nacionalo.
Okay.
Goodbye
Bye.
Now.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Torquay Corner. Oh, it's back.
I had to ditch that song.
It's back. Torquay.
It's too bad.
It's gone.
We are the girls from Torbay.
F*** off, Lino, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
He won't be across like that anymore, John.
No, he must be delighted. Well, we've had one of our, what probably is all too rare, first-hand match reports to bring you.
Yeah,
it was Dulwich, just Saturday.
Wonderful day.
2-0.
Wonderful day out, John.
Victory.
Victory 2-0. I drove there because I had to get to Cardiff.
Yeah.
That night, and it was a high risk strategy.
It was
because I had five hours to get to. Which you think? Well, game finishes at 4:45, doesn't it? So that gives you 5.25 hours to get to Cardiff from South London. You should be able to do it, right? It's a 3-hour journey, you know, 3 and a bit hour journey. I thought, where am I going to park? Of course, it's the National League South, John. We got there at 1:15. I literally parked right outside the turnstile. Literally, come out of the turnstile, there's my car. That was exciting. We got there and we had jerk chicken and rice.
I'd heard something about their food.
The food was excellent. And I wasn't drinking, but my brother and Tom Greatrex on the ice, Tom, listen, big listener.
Yeah.
They were drinking the real ale, John. They had like their own real ale on sale. And the game, when we got there, it was very, very early. So we watched them all warm up. I was about 10 foot from Gary. My brother was like, go and talk to him. Like it was a girl at a disco, right?
He's nudging you towards
Yeah. But I thought, I'm not going to do that. He's got to get ready for the match, right? Anyway, people, because it's mixed as well. It's unsegregated. We sat down for the first half because we were old men. Sat down for the first half. Then, half time, family in front of us said they were there because they'd won a competition. Their daughter had won. They designed the Dulwich Hamlet Christmas cards. I thought, this is flipping so Dulwich, this, isn't it? They were announcing these Christmas cards, and this mum, she was a nice mum, you know. Their daughter said, "You going to buy some Christmas cards?" Bearing in mind, I'm there, right? Torquay United hat,
yeah.
Scarf, yellow coat, yellow trainers. And throughout the whole first half, I'd been Yellow Army in it and Come on Torquay in it. And I went, I don't think so, no. I don't think so.
No.
She went, why not? I said, I don't think I've got anyone to give them to.
You have a Dulwich Hamlet.
I don't know anyone who wants a Dulwich Hamlet. I'm sure they're brilliant. Well done. You've done a brilliant job. But she's furious.
Oh, God.
Furious about it. Because I wouldn't buy one. Anyway, we went and stood behind the goal second half, which was a great decision because
goals
we stood behind the goals where the goals going. But they had this big defender who was, for wanting a better word, shit-housing the whole time. Like, just going down, elbows, you know, causing trouble, you know, trying to get someone sent off basically the whole time. Our goal came from, I think it was Keating, having a shot. It hit him in the nads. He went down in the box. Their players were all looking around, like, kick the ball out, kick the ball out. We just carried on, and Jamie Reid scored.
Yeah.
And it was like, that couldn't have been better. It was just unbelievable, that. But no, it was, we're brilliant.
Yeah,
we're great. We just don't look like losing.
Followed it up on Tuesday with a 2-0 win at Dartford. Similar sort
Sounds
of game.
Sounds a similar game. Sounds
and
a
went
similar
top
game.
Of the table. I mean, all great. Magic Johnson's doing a fantastic job.
And that was Torquay Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Lovely, that was, wasn't
nice.
It? Really in.
Very nice.
In the hole. John.
In the hole.
Any letters?
Get in the hole. We begin with a new email, a new contributor from Lewis Glasson. Or Glasson.
Half. Is your glass half full or half empty?
Glasson,
or
half.
Half on. On the ice. Glass on the ice.
He says, hi guys, on your latest episode, you were looking for Billericay film puns.
Yeah.
We weren't.
Well,
but,
John, it's
there.
A fresh letter from a new listener. Come on.
He says, how about these? The Beverly Hill Billerickies.
Nice.
Kill Billericay. Billericay Elliot. I'll be at Dulwich on Saturday, my mate's local team. Cheers, Lewis Glasson, Tranmere fan and founder of the SWA.
SWA, what do you think the SWA is?
Not really sure. He followed that up after the game. Charlie, did I see you clamber out of a Volvo estate in a bright yellow rain mac?
Yes, did indeed.
Celebrity sighting. Sighted.
Just outside of the turnstile. The Volvo estate has 136,000 miles on it, fully serviced, and will be available for sale soon if anybody's interested.
He said, I'm afraid to say, I did get a little bored in the first half and my mind naturally wandered to more National League teams as film puns.
Okay.
Do we want to do any more?
First half, I mean, I feel like the it was covered, but carry on.
Let's
it's
go.
A first time letter. Carry
I'm
on.
Trying to be selective.
Lovely.
To Kill a Woking Bird.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Doverfield.
Yes.
Glossop Girl.
Glossop Girl.
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl, yeah, that's all right, yeah.
The Eastbourne Identity.
That's good.
Sliding Solihull Moors.
Yep.
Doesn't work.
Lock
Stockport and Two Woking Barrows. That's pretty good. Frost Wrexham.
Frost Wrexham's good, I like that.
FC United
Very
of
good.
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Blair Dulwich Project.
Yep.
Maidstone in Manhattan. Maidenhead in Manhattan.
He's gone for it, isn't he? Got really bored.
Spy Kidderminster's.
Minute 10.
I think that'll do. Flight of the Flight of the Conchord Rangers.
Flight of the Conchord Rangers.
Yeah, that'll do.
That was good, John.
Lewis, excellent work.
Thank you, Lewis. Thank you for the letter. On the ice to you. And be
converted.
One of us. One of us.
Our old mate Colin Lawrenson gets in touch on the ice. First
on
email
the ice,
of this season.
Colin.
Hope you're both well. During your latest pod, you mentioned about Harry Gates. He's saying, wouldn't it be amusing
Gate,
if they
lovely.
Had a player with those names?
Daz Boot.
Agreed it would, but not as amazing as this. A few years ago, Hartlepool had players called Hartley and Poole.
Yes, I remember that.
Keep up the good work. Looking forward to the annual Christmas Cool, Colin Lawrenson.
Oh, the Christmas Cool. Hey, did you see about
Basingstoke, cool. manager.
Lovely for Basingstoke. Maybe you could send Basingstoke the version of the Christmas Cool. Maybe they could play it out at half time or something, John. Any more letters, John?
Yeah, loads more letters.
Oh,
this is from
Phil. We're on fire this week.
Phil Overson, he says, Dear John and Charlie, Foff
on
number
the ice,
five.
Phil
Overson here.
On the ice, Foff five.
Foff number five, Phil Overson here, with a few National League team film puns for you.
On the ice, it's caught fire.
We're back again. Let's go. He says, a Dagenham and Redbridge too far. And the man with two brain trees.
That's good.
Not a spenny more, not a penny less.
Oh, that's lovely.
The Karate Kidderminster. Alfieton Town. Transformers,
nearly.
Robots in Disguise Lee.
That's, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good, John.
Get Hampton and Richmond or die trying. Woking Kong. Billericay Largo. I think we might have, no, we did Torquay Largo.
Torquay Largo, yeah.
Hemel Hemp's Ted 2. The Eastbourne Identity.
I tell you what.
Every dull which way but loose.
People have really got into
They're loving it, aren't they?
They've absolutely got into that.
Liam Connolly gets in touch to say hello, boys. First of all, I do apologise. I promise I wasn't asking for a Foff number last week. You remember, you said a half.
I remember, Liam, ice was fighting your corner, I think you'll find, Liam, on the ice to you.
He says, following on from my last letter, I, like many other contributors, have started looking out for Torquay's results and are delighted to see you above Billericay.
Yes.
I've included a photo of me in 2000 at the tender age of 9 being a mascot for the Mighty Crew and having a photo with the world's all-time greatest player.
Rodney Jack.
You guessed it. Rodney Jack.
Rodney
he was kind
Jack,
enough to
Jack,
sign
Jack.
It for me as well. My undying love for this man has got me into some strange arguments, much like the one I had with a mate of mine who's a Forest fan, about who was better, my favourite player, Rodney Jack, or his, Stuart Pearce. I've seen Rodney leave Stuart in his dust when they played each other, although Pearce was about 40 at the time, whilst Rodney was in his prime. That's on the ice, Liam.
Thank you very much, Liam. It's lovely to know you love Rodney Jack. Unfortunately, Rodney Jack is no longer playing even non-league. What if he is playing non-league football, John?
I think he's working as a shelf stacker at Iceland now, I remember reading.
No.
Yeah.
We should go and visit him for Christmas.
Shall
little,
we?
Little Nat Obs pod.
Yeah. It's in Crewe though, isn't it?
Well, I'll be, I might be up that way in the new year. I'm going to go and try and find him. Offer him a job on the National Obsession.
And finally, Rob Walker says, John and Charlie. Charlie's prediction that Torquay will be top of the league by January now seems incorrect as they're currently winning 1-0 as I type and are currently top of the league. Come on, Torquay, on the ice, Rob
by
Walker.
By January, wasn't it? That isn't incorrect. That makes it right, doesn't it?
Well,
on the ice
know.
To you, Rob. On the
Let's
ice.
Let's not
to
argue
you.
With the listeners.
What a lovely bunch of letters this week. Coconuts. Really appreciate all those. Do please stay in touch at NatObsPod and
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
There it is. And do rate and subscribe and retweet and all that sort of stuff. Thank you so much for being in touch. That was letters from a listener.
Will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
So that's the podcast, John. Just a little update for you. I've just found out we talked about it. A guy gonna boo you. Is it Gnabuyu?
Nabuyu.
Nabuyu. Guy Nabuyu is now playing for an Icelandic team called Vestmannaeyjar.
Has he scored?
Played 8 times. No goals.
Sounds like our guy, doesn't it?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the National Obsession this week. Hope you enjoyed it. We're getting up towards Christmas, of course. And what are we going to do, John? We're going to do next week.
Yeah.
Probably the week after, and that'll be it for Christmas, won't it? And then we'll do some bits and bobs in the new year. I expect it'll be like that, won't it? So,
yeah.
We're still enjoying ourselves. Up the girls, top of the league. We're just a bit, we can't believe it really. So it's very exciting. Keep supporting your National League team and on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.